but inspirational or compelling episode. Is that possible? Is that an HBO Max exclusive?
Yeah,
Yes.
we could try that. We could
Okay, we
try to
can
do
try
that.
that.
Yeah. I'm not
We're
mad at
gonna get
it.
into some shenanigans,
Yeah.
then we'll get into some compelling matters.
Get into some bullshit. I'm with it.
And
I'm with
then
it.
just
Let's
get
get
some
it.
introspect at the end, I feel like.
We can
We
we
can
you
do
know
it.
how we do. You know how we be in and out of the pockets like that. I'm with it.
Right. So
I'm with it.
you
I'm with
already
it.
know what I'm gonna ask. The people know what I'm gonna ask.
What's up?
Actually, I'll let you start. Actually, I'm gonna let you cook.
You know, I always cook. What you
I'm gonna let you be
mean?
Ja Morant this episode though,
I'm I
cause Ja is MVP.
Jaws MVP, but haven't I been going for like 50 every fucking episode for the past like 4 or 5 weeks? Like we both been
Yeah, but
cooking.
it's different levels of 50. It's like a Curry 50, a
Okay.
LeBron 50 that we haven't seen in years, a Morant 50, a Giannis 50. They all score 50 points, but it's
All
in
right.
different facets of the game.
I've given you a cool Steph 50 in the All-Star game. You know what I'm saying? Not a pressurous
From the
50,
logo.
but from the low, a smooth chill from the logo. Like
Okay.
I'm still hitting that bitch. Know that I'm like that, but it's a smooth.
You shoot it and you turn around because you already know it's going in.
Exactly.
I
And then
feel
I
it.
hit you with one of these. Do. Hello. Hello. I think the folks calling you.
You're a head
Yeah, I need
ass.
one of those. But now we can definitely get into some shit. How you feeling? First, no. First, how's your mental? How's
How's
your
my
heart?
mental?
Let's check in real quick. You know, we got to get a weekly status. Let me get my Buddha right. Go
Yeah, we
ahead.
got the Buddha here. We got the roses. It is
Yeah.
March, the beginning of a March at that.
Yes,
So,
sir. Yes,
Women's
sir.
Month.
Women's Month. You see the pink?
Right. But to answer your question, my mental, I ain't gonna lie, it's a little all over the place today. A little all over the place this week, I should say. But I'm figuring it out. You know what I'm saying? Life is gonna give you obstacles per usual. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta learn how to improvise and just finesse around a little bit. You know what
No
I'm
doubt.
saying? Started off my day, of course, hitting the gym, drinking my water. I made a little pasta. It wasn't Rasta.
Okay,
A little bars right there.
little bars.
And yeah, I pulled up on my guy, man. So I can't really complain too much.
Yes,
Again, I'm
sir.
blessed, black, highly favored. Just trying to figure it out on just taking it one day at a time, trying to remain humble and optimistic. How about you, bro?
I mean, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, different day, different toilet, you know what I'm saying? But it's always running a mill. Always got your challenges and you always finagle around them. You know what I'm saying? Life goes on, we still kicking.
Right.
I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? My heart isn't too heavy. My mental is it's everywhere, but that's always to be expected. Shit, I will say the sexual tension between me and getting a tattoo is like something sick. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? Like something sick. Like I want to go to the shop like yesterday. I'm trying to add to this sleeve real
It's
quick.
definitely that season.
Yeah.
And we're about to see the sundress season.
What?
I don't know about you, but like I said, I've been working on my summer bod. So
Oh yeah, I've been in the gym.
I'm trying to hit the local beach, wherever that is, Florida. Shit, Cali again. What's up
Oh
with
yeah,
it?
listen, you know I'm a silent killer. You know I've been in the gym too. I just don't really speak on nothing that I do. I just be chilling. But I'm gonna pop out on them. Just know that for Shosky. When them sundresses come out, oh yeah, the best believe I'm
This
outside.
is just 4 minutes in of just ego
What?
that we're just all
It is
we're
though. It
just
is
boosting
though.
ourselves like
Nah, you know what's been running through my head? That song. I cannot remember who made it. But one of y'all, somebody hit my jack.
my song.
Nope. Return of the Mac, and now
Oh
return of the Mac. Hey, we outside. That's been in my head. You know what I'm saying? That's my energies.
You
But
see, I was in a booth yesterday though.
I did see that.
Super high fire.
Super high fire. Are you dropping a six piece or
Come
what
on,
you?
I'll let you
What you
hear
gotta
it
do?
off the. I'll let you hear it off
The
mic.
Lucy, the Lucy,
You know what
the
I'm saying?
Lucy.
You
Yeah. Okay.
was 2 bars in, and you was like, okay.
And I fuck with it. The vibes was there. You know what I'm saying? I'm not mad.
I'm just playing around though. I don't know. If, yeah, that song will probably never be heard in history.
I'm gonna drop that shit. Watch. Oh shit, my bad. I'm gonna drop that shit.
Okay.
Watch. I'm gonna
And I'm
drop
gonna
a
sue you.
16 on there.
I'm suing the pants off
I'm
you.
gonna drop a 16 on it. I'm gonna drop that bitch on. You gonna see that bitch on CD Baby
Yeah,
tomorrow.
you stupid.
You gonna see that bitch on all DSPs.
But yeah, bro,
That's
as we
funny.
was talking off mic, man, like, you know, this is what I enjoy, bro. Just happiness first 5, 6 minutes in, regardless of what's going on in our personal lives, because life is still gonna go on, whether we're going through a hard time, a great time. But the best thing to do in that moment is just to stay prayed up. You know what I'm saying? At your
No doubt.
lowest and at your highest.
Of course,
Don't
of
forget it.
course. Yeah.
But with that being said, we're going to introduce this thing, man.
Yes, Sirski.
Peace and love. Salutations to the planet. What's going on, world? It's Trey.
And it's Scott checking bike in, man.
Welcome back to the Bro Chillians podcast, episode 139.
It's 139?
It's 139.
All right, I'm just checking. Just testing the waters. I got to make sure.
I knew this week.
All right, just got to make sure. You knew today. Last week, too, though. I had to see how you was coming. All okay. Right, I feel you. Yeah, 139 of them things, man. We appreciate the first-timers.
The last-timers.
And the in-betweeners, man, for coming bike week after week, showing much love, however you do it, whether it is liking, sharing, commenting, subscribing. Turn that post notification bell on, because we are on YouTube. But anywhere you can find us, man, go out, check us out. We got some classics, man.
We got some classics, and we have some further classics that's coming soon.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We're going to do another pop-up probably, you know, sometime.
Oh, you giving sometime. The gems out? Hey. I thought we was going to keep that.
All right.
I thought we was going to keep it. Right. You ready to say it now?
let me just rewind it. Pretend like y'all didn't hear that. We can edit that out.
No. Okay. This is one take Jake. This is Lucy right here.
One take Jake.
Yeah, no editing. Nah.
Well, shit, the weather is getting nicer. We didn't provide any more details. They just know they can look out for another pod, you know, or another pop-up, I should say, this upcoming season.
Yeah, the bros will definitely be outside touching the people. It's going to be fun, you know what I'm saying? Like the last two were good vibes, good drinks, good people. And yeah, you know what I'm saying? Good merch as well. So we definitely dropping some new. I know a lot of y'all have been asking, reaching out.
For the brown.
Hitting the website, all that shit. And we appreciate the love for that brown tea that we dropped. Know that it is coming. And know that there is, you know what I'm saying, some more shit on the way too. We got some new shit for y'all. So definitely look out for that.
It will restock.
Oh yeah. And for everybody that have been hitting the website, you know what I'm saying, know that we do see that shit. I am getting your messages and shit like that. So when we do re-up on these and get all of our shit, all ducks in a row and everything like that, we will definitely be putting out you know what I'm saying, all the emails, all the good lists together to let y'all know what we got going.
Since we are if you're watching the visual, you know, we have our flowers here. We have our flowers this episode.
Yes, sir.
We're going to keep this high going, and let's talk about Women's Month. You know what I'm saying? Like, did you have anybody that you wanted to highlight before we kick off the show, bro? Like,
In terms of, like, women in my life or just...
Women in your life, women that's important to our society, shit, the universe.
Shit, my mother. without you, I wouldn't be here, for sure. I know we be rocky sometimes. We be going through our shit, but that's my bestie. That's Queen. Shout out my auntie for sure too, cause she big prego. She about to have a little one.
I seen that.
I'm super happy excited about that. Let me see. And definitely shout out to me as a film buff. I always shout out to all the queens that are in the film world that are pushing the culture, whether that is breaking down barriers, these walls, these narratives that they have drawn up of the Black community. Representation matters. So you know what I'm saying, y'all changing that. Viola Davis, you know what I'm saying? People like Taraji, people like Gabrielle Union, people like, you name it, you know what I'm saying? Shonda Rhimes, like whoever, doing all that. And then I don't know, I guess that's my shout out for right now. How you feeling?
I concur with you. Shout out to mom, of course. You know what I'm saying? You're the one that brought me in this world. We talk pretty much every single day. You're like my best friend through the highs, through the lows. I'm always going to come to you. Always been supportive. So shout out to you, mom. Definitely my grandmas, both of them from both sides. So shout out to them. Just anybody that's a woman in my family, I should just say, man, like regardless if they're, you know, my cousins young growing up, aunties, whatever it is, it's just a beautiful thing, man.
Honestly, I'll take it a step further. I will shout out all the women on this planet.
Right.
All of y'all beings, because even the ones that I don't necessarily agree with or the ones that may have done me a disservice in the past. I learned something from you. You feel me? And I don't question God in any facet. And I know that everybody put in my life is for a blessing or a lesson. So whichever way that was, and even the ones that I haven't met yet, whichever the one, whatever, you know what I'm saying, that will be, shit, I appreciate you.
And shout out to all the women listening for this episode.
Yeah. Because we know y'all listen. We know y'all love us. We be hitting the jack. I know. We see you.
But
let me see. So the docket ain't too. I'm not gonna cap to you. I ain't got too.
Bro,
much
I see like two
to,
topics over there.
I have not got too much of shit this week, bro.
You're the type of student I can't even look over at your desk to find out the answer to number six.
Don't do that.
Cause you don't got it, bro.
I don't have.
I gotta look at what's in front of me.
Best believe it's either a Christmas tree or I know all of the answers. It's one or the other. Ain't no in between. Don't look at my paper. Nah, I'm a little short on this week. You got a docket?
I got a little bit of a docket. We can kick it off. Since we are, you know, talking about the ladies, we can get into this interesting topic, to say the least.
Okay.
But the New York Liberty, which is the WNBA basketball team, they were fined $500,000 for chartering our flights during the 2021 WNBA season. They were fined, and it almost cost them the franchise, apparently.
Why?
That was my question.
Yeah, I'm a little taken aback.
If I'm not mistaken, isn't the NBA, don't they have like private their jets own chartering flights also?
They do. Because so you don't fly. Deal? I don't get that. I mean, unless there are like specific regulations against chartering specifically because of that reason, maybe it's like, I guess like cross promotion, or they don't, you know what I'm saying? They don't necessarily want you to do that type of stuff, but I wouldn't see why that would be an issue because y'all go everywhere, especially like during the Olympics. I feel like you might have to charter a flight.
Let's keep it a buck. It's some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And definitely some athletes spoke out on it. Skylar Diggins, she tweeted, disgraceful.
Ooh, that's my
Candace
baby.
Parker. I think he's about to say that. She said, amazing timing in announcing this on the first day of Women's History Month. Sabrina, what a joke. That's what she said. So it was a lot of people in uproar, as they should be, because, again, they talk about how the WNBA doesn't get enough funds and enough viewership. But it's like, when stuff like this happens,
you're doing
like,
dumbass shit. To cost them a franchise. Like, what? That makes no sense.
And I don't know about you. I'm just a fan of all sports. So if I'm not doing anything, I'll sit on the couch and turn on a women's basketball or college basketball, women's game. Like, it doesn't matter to me the gender or whatever. Like,
you're kind of sure.
I'm watching. I'm watching.
And I'm the same way, too. I don't hold any prejudice against the women's league at all. I love watching women play any sport. And you know what I'm saying, not for the misogynistic perspective that a lot of y'all might think, but not for the analytics, for what y'all can do, for how y'all push, you know what I'm saying, sports as
camaraderie.
Yeah, exactly. So that is crazy as hell. It is a joke, but we're going to see how that shit unfolds. Because, there is a lot of, you know what I'm saying, help the women in sports and, you know what I'm saying, provide for the women in sports. But yet the chances that we get to do that, you know what I'm saying, are not, you know, not shown about.
I think the next topic that we can introduce, I don't really have much left to say on that. Did you have anything else?
Let the women play.
Yeah.
Let the women charter their flights.
Yeah, like, facts. Like, what's the issue?
Yeah.
WNBA. Who is their commissioner?
I can tell you.
We got to look that up off mic. But,
yeah, I can tell you.
I think the next set of news that I'm about to introduce is definitely unfortunate. But we can get into it. It's been talked about for the past week and a half, it seems like. And if y'all don't know what I'm referring to, it's everything that's going on in Ukraine.
Oh, yeah.
The Russia, you know, infiltrating their country and pretty much just taking over.
I just want to say it amazes me how much America takes things as jokes.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard so many like meme songs and whatever bullshit about World War III and fuck Putin and all this extra shit and all that extra, like, whatever. Bro, y'all don't understand that, like, nuclear weapons are
lives are, and most like, importantly, lives are being lost. Yeah, right. Like, I was just having this same conversation with my homie the other day. Like, I get it. People try to find humor in times of darkness. Okay, but you can keep that behind closed doors, right? Because these are real people getting affected on the daily.
Yeah.
And especially, it's just a whole nasty situation, bro.
It's way too soon for that, though.
It's really not my place to speak on, because I'm not going to sit here and know that I'm privy about every single thing on why they're at war and what's going on and what's next steps.
He wants the territory. Putin wants the territory. Long story short,
that's all that I know.
Yeah. That's it. He shut down the pipelines, you know what I'm saying, shut down the embargoes, trade embargoes and all that extra, solely because he wants to take over that land. He provoked the war. It wasn't even incited or, you know what I'm saying, anything like that. He provoked the war just by sending the missiles over there to start some shit, because,
And their capital is apparently under siege, as well as several other parts of their territory. And I bet you all these people who are posting on social media this World War III, you know, jokes and, you know, if I was in the war, all this stuff, like, you wouldn't say this to their face. If you resided over there in Ukraine, you're not joking right now.
You are not.
You're trying to get the hell up out of there.
What?
You know what I'm saying? I'm sure you've seen the nasty clip of the black people trying to get on,
bro,
trying to get on board on the train, and they were getting held back by officials or whatever they were.
I saw it and I watched it at least 1,000 times because, like, I'm baffled. I'm in shock. That's crazy as fuck. And to think, like, you know what I'm saying, as much of culture as we push, we still go to everyone else for everything else. So it's like seeing how they're treating us in different places, and we're still
in times of war.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? When literally everybody and their mama trying to get up out of there.
It's fucking
ridiculous. Like, nah, hold up. They can come through, but since y'all dark, y'all melanated, y'all got some darkness on y'all skin.
Yeah.
Nah.
Hold up. And I will say too, check on your people, military or not. Mm-hmm. Check on your people, because military first, I would say I know that is an extraneous thing to go through mentally, physically, and you know what I'm saying? That's just your livelihood. And there's not much you can really do about that. So definitely salutes. We appreciate y'all that are listening, that are in the service, that were in the service or have family in the service, however you contribute to it. And then, you know what I'm saying, check on your people that aren't in the military, because you seeing this type of stuff happening in real life. And yeah, we may be desensitized to a lot of the crazy life-altering, like, you know what I'm saying, historic events that have been happening to us in the past couple years. But this is some shit that's like, it's still monumentous, and I'm not saying that it outweighs anything more or less that has happened to us in the last couple years. But this one of the ones that's like, yo, if you not paying attention, if you're not understanding what the fuck is going on, not just with the war, but with the state of the union, with the state of the world, my nigga, you need to
right.
Oh my God, read something.
One way or another, this affects our front door.
Everybody.
In some kind of facet, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I concur. I completely agree with everything you just said.
Who you think paying for it? Mm-hmm. Who you think is, you know what I'm saying, providing bodies for it?
And I read this article from CNN. It was saying that Biden pretty much is cutting off any kind of trades, any kind of negotiations, anything under that umbrella with Russia, because for obvious reasons.
Right.
I even seen articles where, you know, some places in the U.S., they're trying to stop selling Russian vodka, which is what I found out. Apparently, most vodka is Russian. That's being sold on the shelf.
it's crazy because me and my mother were talking about that this past weekend too, because her favorite vodka is Russian Standard vodka. That's her, you know what I'm saying, her go-to. And I'm like, yeah, that shit is over with now.
Yes, canceled.
It's big canceled. And I don't know what you're gonna do, because I mean, obviously she doesn't rely on liquor, but you know, just some bullshit that we was chopping up. But
another thing that kind of pissed me off this week, House passes bill making lynching a federal hate crime. So, of course, round of applause, because obviously it's about time. They're about 400 years late. However, what did you call that before today? Was that just a love crime? Was that just the kindness of their heart? Like, what do you consider that then, if people are getting hung?
Honestly, I don't know what they deem a crime of passion to be, like the stipulations to it. That's for one thing. I just thought about that when you said that. But yeah, your sentiments I do agree with, because one, you way too late, and two, it's been happening in the 21st century, if y'all
consistently
weren't
aware. Every year,
exactly,
multiple
for the
times
past, like 5 years, 6 years, that I can, like,
it's been eerie
personally account that I've read a story about. But yeah, that's fucking ridiculous. Like, are you serious? Read that to me again. Like,
so it says, on Monday, the House passed legislation that would make lynching a federal hate crime, according to this article. It says The Hill. Named after Emmett Till, 14-year-old black boy from Chicago was lynched in 55 when visiting Mississippi. The bill received a 422-3 vote, introduced by Rep. Bobby Rush, and the hate crime would be punishable by up to 30 years in prison. Though the bill received an almost unanimous decision, three Republicans, Andrew Clyde, Thomas Massey, and Chip Roy, voted against it, pretty much.
All right, so can I go on a little rant for a second?
The floor is yours, Ja.
So I watch movies in large part for historical recognition and things like that. And what I learned through a movie called The Great Debaters, featuring and starring one of the best actors ever, Denzel Washington, mm-hmm. Was the premise, the preface, original preface behind lynching, the idea of lynching, and what that was playing into controlling. We gonna be real. Controlling your niggas, controlling your niggers on the plantation. If not, they would call a person by the name of Willie Lynch, and he would get them together. And the process of doing that was eventually leading up to lynching. So it's literally, in my mind, and from that definition, it's literally derivative of a hate crime, because you're, you know what I'm saying, one, giving somebody that you don't claim to be a full person, you're giving them reprimands for something that you're controlling them to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's without representation and compensation. So fast forwarding, you telling me today, because of where it came from and because of the name of it, and also you spoke about Emmett Till. Emmett Till was lynched solely because he spoke at a white woman.
Or apparently whistled, right?
Whistled, spoke at a white woman the wrong way, and she said something to somebody else.
To her dad.
Yeah, and they basically came back and, yeah, broke his face to
his
the point
entire
where
entire face up. Yeah.
Yeah, and you can tell who it was. Lynched him, all that. But today, it's not considered. It's now considered.
Yeah, like, as of today.
After all that shit.
After all. Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm fucking saying. Ridiculous.
They're mad late on this.
That shit is fucking ridiculous. The 21st century. How would you, like, what would be your mindset driving down a road in Canton, Georgia, and you see a body hanging from
still,
a tree?
It's still a such thing, whether people speak on it or not, as sundown towns.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, not to hang out over here after 6 p.m. or whatever the curfew time is for us melanated people to not be on certain sides of town. Mm-hmm. And my biggest question is, the people who voted against it, the Republicans that it talked about in the article, what was their thought process behind that? Like, okay, so if this is not a hate crime, then what is this? And I told you, I just feel like black people were always last on a totem pole when it comes to everything. When it comes to bills getting passed, when it comes to organization, just everything. You know what I'm saying? And that starts from over 400 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That messed up our history, obviously.
It's crazy to even think that there are certain people in this world that still don't believe, or not even believe, but like don't, you know what I'm saying,
really concur at, or agree with.
Well, yeah, but really look at how that plays into the world, that these things are still happening today. Because racism, obviously,
and it's slavery, all around us.
Slavery still exists too.
I'm never the person that always tries to pull the race card, but always in a lot of situations, It'd be the race card.
No, that's big facts. It'd be the race card. Because if it's not like a person-to-person thing, it's definitely
now, classism is also, you know, another effect. Don't get me wrong on that part.
Yeah, for sure.
But when you look at classism and you look at the disenfranchised people at the bottom, who is it mostly in the United States? Okay.
Uh-huh.
We can segue off of that. I don't have much left. Yeah. Oh, also, I found this interesting before we do segue, because when we were talking about Russia and Ukraine, Young Thug urges his rap brothers to help Africans get out of Ukraine. So he pretty much posted this message on his social media, and he said, if some of my rap brothers are in, I'm willing to help Africans get out of Ukraine. However, I can sense they are not letting us pass. He continued, whoever holds the info for these movements, please contact me ASAP. I'm ready. And this article just shows the screenshot that he posted on his story. So I thought that was really cool of Young Thug to even speak out and say something in a situation like this.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a very, very forward way to at least kind of spark the conversation, if not, you know, be it a call to action and something really comes out of it.
Right.
That'd definitely be a strong move for the black culture for sure.
Because you've said multiple times on this platform where, you know, artists, they do have leverage in certain situations when it comes to influence the culture.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? They might, some people of our generation, they may listen to Young Thug before they listen to a quote-unquote elected official that don't give a damn about us.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? That's just the reality of it.
And outside of the influence that rappers have musically, like, you know what I'm saying, it extends to a lot of other facets in culture because it's one big umbrella. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard to get into the culture. But at the same time, if you're in it, and if you're specifically in that, you know what I'm saying, 1% where you can actually make great change because of who you know and how you know them and what you do, big, big, big kudos for sure. So shout out to Thug for that.
I promise you, I'm not setting you up. I'm gonna hand you my phone, yes, and I'm gonna are. Let you introduce this yes, next topic. I yes, promise it's not. It's not crazy. It's not crazy. I'm just a bit parched, so I'm just gonna drink my agua while you read.
I'm gonna ask you a question, and it's a rhetorical question that's on my docket. Before I get this off, I'm gonna preface yours with mine. All right.
All right.
Mine is, what are you doing to progress the black community today? All right. Now, this is what he gave me, ladies and gentlemen. 50 Cent says he's packing his stuff and getting the fuck away from Stars. Says the network sucks.
That's the headline.
It's the headline.
But you know, headlines can be egregious.
You're right. No, no,
but no.
No,
no. I want you to go into the article.
Oh,
just give us a few things that he said, bro.
It says, as we know, Stars is the home for all 50 Cent shows, including Power and its mini spinoff. It looks like 50 has come to the end of the road with the network. In a series of Instagram posts, 50 reveals that he's getting the fuck away from the network. He writes, "Hold my calls. I'm traveling. Get the fuck away from Stars." In another, he explains that he's packing his stuff. My deal is up over here. They renewed Hightown and Force is the highest rated. Highest rated show they have sitting in limbo. So that's pretty much why he's leaving. He's disgruntled about them not renewing his shows. The two highest rating shows on the network for his time slots, basically, is what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. So, yeah, that was the gist of it.
I mean, I'll preface it with this. This is not the first time 50 has had an issue with Stars, right?
Right.
I think it stemmed from either season 4 or 5 of Power.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever the writing started to get shaky.
Yeah, exactly.
That was his first tiff with them, I would say. And it's just interesting to see a couple years later, here we are in the same boat again, and he seems like he's really trying to get the hell up out of there. Now, this is an interesting dynamic, in my opinion, because you look at Stars, you look at their number one hit series,
mm-hmm.
it's from him.
Yeah.
Whether you want to go Power, the Power Book series, Force, Kanan.
I know what it is. I don't know if you want to go first or because I'm a rant. This is me. This is my pocket. I'm a rant. So.
Well, I'll let you get your shit off. But real quick, I just want to say, like, okay, if 50 does make the executive decision to take his talent somewhere else and take his successful TV shows mm-hmm. with him, I just hope it's not to another network. I don't want to see Tommy on HBO Max. Not that it won't be successful,
yeah.
But I'd rather see 50 go in the lane of, I'm just going to start my own network on some Diddy shit. You know how Diddy has Revolt? 50, why don't you create a whole new platform and just host your shit on there? People are still going to move over and support it. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the subscription monthly option is, I feel like as long as it's not an egregious price, but that varies on what you think is egregious. How much is Stars? What, like $9, $10 a month?
Something like that, yeah.
Why not do the same thing?
Yeah. Nah, you're absolutely right. And all I was going to say is cut me off whenever you feel, you know what I'm saying, you mm-hmm. want to interject. But I was going to say the same shit because it's basically a lot like similarities with Tyler Perry before he created Tyler Perry Studios. And in my mind, it's pigeonholing. In my mind, it's the powers that be at Stars are trying to regulate how much he produces, where he produces, and how he produces.
And when he drops.
Exactly. I'm sure he has more episodes, spinoffs, or whatever tucked away. But it's like,
oh yeah,
for networks, the way the showing, the way the time slots work, especially with big networks like this, and the ones that do, you know what I'm saying, like the subscription-based, your time slots are divisive in the days, obviously, and in the times. So it's a matter in what primetime network is, TV, and how the news is coagulated. So they go in time slots. So, yeah, they're fighting for, we don't want you to be the biggest of everything, so we're going to regulate how you do things. That's the only thing.
See, the only thing I will argue with you on that, everything you just said, time slots. Only because nowadays, people are watching Power as soon as it hit midnight on that Saturday night going into Sunday.
Well, yeah.
We don't wait for the 10 p.m. release.
No, exactly. And that's right? What I'm saying. So, like, I'm saying time slots in the sense of, like, so when you think of network TV, it's like you got ABC and maybe, you know what I'm saying, Oprah comes on at 7:30, and then Wendy comes on at 8. You know what I'm saying?
I know you just give them an example, but that's just a nasty like.
Yeah, it is. But like, they're not gonna switch up those time slots because those are the two biggest shows. They're not giving them away to nobody else either. Mm-hmm. So think of it like this: what if a new TV show comes on and it's rated higher than anything else you have on your network? Right? They're gonna want that time slot to be the biggest thing smoking. Right. So they're gonna push you. Or they're going to regulate when you can and can't drop. Exactly. So the time slots will be different. 50 is the biggest thing. Maybe they're trying to hold out to say, you know what I'm saying, we're trying to save face. Maybe something bigger comes along for 50. Maybe we want one of our brothers to be the biggest show on Starz Network and not 50. That's what I'm saying. And what I'm saying is follow Tyler, bro. BMF Studios. Create your own, you know what I'm saying, powerhouse or shit. How about we as black people fuck around and create an oligarchy of movie powerhouse, not even agencies, but, excuse me, really anything, any broadcast, any TV, any network, any whatever. Let's create a conglomerate and take over the whole industry.
And that's the thing, like Hollywood, right?
Exactly.
We talk about that all the time. Like, of course, Atlanta is the black Hollywood. But when you look at the Hollywood that controls movies, it's from them. It's not from us.
Yeah, it's because we're not moving the same.
We're still new. We're still new in that realm. We're still trying to get our feet wet in that realm, if I would say, right? Because you look at most movies now, of course they try to get more diverse, and it's partially, I feel like it's because it's trendy.
Yeah.
And they cast the same actors and actresses every time. Mm-hmm. Why not give a new black brother a chance or a black queen a chance? Because it doesn't always have to be the same. The same person would have pretty much with the same role, if that makes sense. And I feel like the characters, depending on the script, they gave us the same character dynamic every single show.
That's why they're not gonna give the new or whoever, you know what I'm saying, black brother an upcoming chance or sister a chance, because you gotta pay to play, bro. You gotta work your wiggle room within that frame that places you in whatever character that they want you to play. And it can't be louder than whoever is the big shot making the noise on the network or in the film or whatever the case is. That's why. And that's why I keep saying, let's go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, make a few big powerhouse film companies. You know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and do that. That way, we got Tyler Perry over here making whatever drama films. We got BMF 50 making whatever power, whatever action. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we have Will Smith and whoever else doing, you know what I'm saying, sitcoms and shit like that. Yeah. But it's black. You know what I'm saying? And we all giving us power. We all giving us positions.
Right.
All that. Because then 50, who can tell you when and what time you want to drop? And how many fucking shows you could drop at once?
You control that.
Exactly. You could have dropped Force, Ghost, and fucking Power at the same time and had all the motherfuckers running. Obviously, it wouldn't be great, but you could do that shit.
And let's give it the benefit of the doubt. It's easier said than done, right? I'm sure this is
for sure
a ridiculous budget, and it takes a ridiculous amount of time to figure all that out. But all I'm saying, all that we are saying is it's possible.
And what's furthering the possibility of it is, yes, it's not easy, and yes, everyone can't go, but the thing is, the kicker is, it's been done before by us. Mm-hmm. Like, the whole blueprint from scratch, from zero to go, you know what I'm saying? Till we gonna go this motherfucker again and collect 200 mo. It's been done before. So, all you gotta do, 50... And I'm not saying all you have to do, you know what I'm saying, literally. But in my mind, the over-existential, like, direction or course of it is you go take your talents to TPS and y'all have a conversation and work out however y'all work it out and try to make that shit shake some kind of way so that it benefits us specifically more than anybody else. Not only us.
And if he does that,
more than us.
He needs to pay you for that credit that you just gave him.
Y'all heard it here first. Y'all heard it, because that's all I'm saying, because why not, yo? Why not? That would be beautiful. Mm-hmm. You got shows like Atlanta, you know what I'm saying, renewing for 5, 6, 7 seasons. We getting all that good content from one place. Or if not one place, it's a, you know what I'm saying, a trail of places. It's a brick road of places. You feel me?
Right.
But I'm off my rant. I'm sorry.
No, you good.
That's just crazy. You was cooking. As fuck to me, bro.
I told you that was a windmill. That was a corner three. That was everything in a bag of chips.
We could do that all day. We could do that all day. Cause yeah. Do you think Power or not Power, but Ghost and Force being the two top rated shows on Starz is on Starz specifically, is a good or a bad thing for 50?
I think, like, it's a great thing. I feel like regardless of what platform he connected with and released that on, mm-hmm. if the writing is the same, if he took the same path and mirrored that with HBO Max or Showtime,
but see, that's where
Paramount Plus.
Well, I'm gonna stop you there, and I'm sorry to cut you off, but that's where you push the goalpost. And you don't know this specifically, but like the writers' rooms, you know what I'm saying? You can't take one everywhere. Feel me? Like, Columbia might have their own writing room for a certain genre or a certain picture or whatever the case, and then whoever else stars Netflix may have their own. So
the writer of the show, Courtney Kemp,
she's not going nowhere else.
I'm saying she would still stick with Power, right?
She's still
the one that created the story.
She's still sticking with Power because she has rights to it. But like, if she signs a contract with Stars, mm-hmm. but she's writing for Power right now. She can't go anywhere else if Power goes to a different network.
I get what you're saying.
She has to stay at Stars.
Yeah.
So your writer's room is staying with Stars. It's not going nowhere.
But I think
for that show,
I feel like 50 is knowledgeable enough and intelligent enough before we even get it as the public to view the show, regardless of what platform he would have took it on. It would have got his approval, and 50 is not going to give us no bullshit for the most part when it comes to, at least when this came to Power, I feel like. You know, it's been episodes and scenes, obviously, that's been like, eh. But that's going to be pretty much with any TV show.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to have your one-offs.
You're going to have the one-offs. You're going to have like, oh, that was cheesy or that was corny. But
for sure. For sure.
You know what I'm saying? It's entertainment, and it's all supposed to be not real at the same time. So
that's facts.
I think to answer your question, yeah, I think he would hold the leverage in any deal he would have signed, I feel like, up until this point. Power has grown, and it's become part of our culture. This is one of the TV series that we're going to look at when we turned 50, 60 years old. Like, yo, those were classics. Mm-hmm. Like, when we were growing up in our late teenage years, early 20s, mm-hmm. that was our equivalent to, I don't know, let's say Sex and the City. Obviously not the same, right. But I'm saying as far as the same impact, or even like Sopranos or something like that.
Yeah, it weighs on us that way. Yeah, nah. And I'm only asking just to like see, because I'm in my mind, I'm thinking like, what if he debuted season one of Power on BET? Not saying like specifically, but like just the way like shows are released on different platforms. Like if he went to Netflix, maybe he could have released the whole season at once instead of weekly. If he went to BET, maybe it would be on network TV and it would be, you know what I'm saying, the scheduling would be different.
Another factor, the budget would be different, obviously,
exactly,
too.
Exactly. Yeah, that's all I'm asking for. Mm-hmm. But last question, though, on Power. Last question.
Yeah, it was good.
What, excuse me, which show, in your opinion, has the best soundtrack song, intro song?
The original.
It's the original?
That's not a question.
It's not a question?
That's why Tariq's show, Power Book, that's why they use that. Or whatever, what is it called? Ghost? Previously on Ghost?
Yeah. That's why?
Come on, bro.
Because that's the original?
Do you hear Joe's vocals on that?
I do.
And do you hear 50?
I do, but listen... I'm not going to say that it's better.
Look a bitch in the eyes and tell her, baby, I love her. You're my inspiration.
I'm not going to say motivation. That it's better, but Force, that motherfucker.
It's some paper, pressure
paper,
also.
Paper. Hey, that motherfucker's smooth.
I want that money.
It's growing on me. That's all I'm saying. I'm not going to say it's better than the original, but it's growing on me. That shit hard.
Like 50 plays that in the verses. Guaranteed.
Yeah, it has to. And guaranteed. I feel like it has to be on the top 10, though. It can't be on the bottom 10. Because I feel like the bottom 10 are the more important.
It depends on who we go against, because if he's knocking them out the park.
But see, the thing is, though, anybody that 50 is going to go against is going to be like a heavy hitter. And I don't think heavy hitters are playing their best shit, their top 10. I feel like that's the bottom 10. Because think about it. Like the ones that we've watched, like Chains and Ross.
Shit, that might be his intro. I wouldn't even be mad if it was the intro, depending on what song was played against. Like, he could win.
Yeah.
That song is a staple in our culture.
I wouldn't be mad at it. Speaking of, can we like transfer into music?
Go ahead.
Bring in some music. I mean, did you tell me if you listened to Earth Gang album?
I still haven't.
Ooh, okay.
And it's not because I don't want to, I just haven't had the time.
I got you. You'll fuck with it. I definitely say you'll fuck with it.
Like, is that better than their last body of work?
It's too early to tell. I have to sit with it for a couple more listens. My initial like first two or three, I'm gonna say like I'll give it a 7 out of 10, and that's low for me for Earth Gang, because I am
you were expecting
Earth
more
Gang. Yeah, right? Hell yeah.
And like, you're the one that put me on, because I have really no recollection of them, and they you like, yo, they're part of Dreamville, just check them out. And I end up going to a show right before the pandemic started in 2020.
They went off.
It was a 25 ball.
Yeah.
At the time of my life. They brought off. Out Cole. They brought out
JID.
Yep. They brought out Black.
Yep.
Listen. And just the energy that they brought to the crowd, like from beginning to end, that was a show.
It's euphoric. They set up a whole utopia in your mind. Maybe it's a dystopia, but it's low key like a good dystopia. I fuck with it. Like the way they tell stories is amazing. But no, the album for me is cool. I fuck with it. It's definitely like in its totality, the harmony of it and just the chronology of it. It makes sense. There's skits in it, and I think DC Young Fly is on all of them, narrates all the skits.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's funny.
Interesting.
He's funny as fuck on them. That's what I fuck with that part of it.
Now, is Earth Gang from Atlanta? Both from Atlanta?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep, they're both. Because before they were Earth Gang, they were in a group with JID, too.
Right.
Right.
I did listen to, it's this project called Starfruit. It's by Moonchild.
Okay.
It's a group of three people, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is hard.
Straight, I need to
barefoot
listen.
Vibes. If you want to clean the crib
okay.
up,
okay.
Sunday, chill, relax, Sunday. Sunday yeah, you want to cook you some breakfast, make you a little shake,
mm-hmm.
start a good day. Listen to that.
I got you. I'm
Moonchild. Yeah, I'll check that out too.
Yeah.
But outside of that, I haven't really heard anything else. I've been on my Stevie Wonder vibes. Mm-hmm. I've been kind of all over the place in music taste.
Yeah. Listen to that Conway that we was talking about too, off air. Listen
I,
to that.
I did hear what's her name's voice?
Jill.
My baby Jill's Jill. Verse. Oh man, she spazzed.
Baby, you went she crazy. Spazzed.
Was that her first rap verse ever? Oh, not oh, no. rec- ever on track.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. And I don't even well, I'm saying no because she's a poet and from jump from day one, Jill was always giving you them type of, you know what I'm saying, like mm-hmm. rips and runs. Not even with just her vocals, but with her lyrics too. So I'm counting that as lyrical, I guess. Maybe less rap verses, but like lyricism on tracks. That wasn't her first time giving it up. No, but and she was crazy. Yeah, yeah. And that's actually like a dope ass collab that I didn't know I needed until now. Cause Kanye's been, I mean, not Kanye, excuse me. Conway has been going crazy. I think he dropped what like two or three times.
Conway drops all the time.
He does like. It's just crazy, but it's been more often than not as of like 2020, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
He's been going off lately, but yeah, the whole Griselda team goes nuts for real. But
now tell me about this story, fam.
What's up?
New York man wins $10 million lottery for the second time in 3 years. The odds of winning the New York
City cahoots.
$10 million deluxe, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Deluxe scratch-off game are 1 in 3.52 million, but a Long Island man is here to defy the odds after winning the lottery for the second time in 3 years. What's his address?
Hold up. He's from Long Island. Is he white?
He definitely looks like a poppy.
Listen.
He definitely looks like he's...
He's in cahoots with somebody.
Huh?
He's in cahoots with somebody. Yeah. Three times? I haven't heard of that before. And I feel like they try not to let that shit happen.
Oh, yeah. Juan Hernandez. Yeah.
Oh, Juan. Yeah, what? Yeah. Juan. He knows somebody
Juan,
up there
at
the commission office. He knows somebody.
Oh, he knows somebody at the corner store.
Something. Something. Because that's crazy. Listen, I feel like they intentionally like skip over like one major cities and then two places where they know it's like high, heavy, heavy, heavy foot traffic for lottery tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Three times?
And see, this is some bullshit because he said he took the latest prize in a single lump sum of 6.5 mil. I hate that tax bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
I really dislike it.
They going to get theirs. You know they going to get theirs.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
Come on. The full 10? We can't do that.
Hopefully.
To Juan? We can't do that.
Yeah.
That's crazy, though.
Hey, Juan about to be eating good Juan for the rest of his life.
Nuts.
His family about to be eating good.
The thing is, Juan probably already had, like, you know what I'm saying, 3, 4, 5 businesses.
Right.
You already know he done franchised all the motherfuckers.
You want to add a little bit more saute on that chopped cheese.
Putting everybody on. You already know little cousin is back there chopping that motherfucker up. You need the birria tacos. You need the whatever the fuck you need. Come on now.
Another interesting article I seen, Target raises minimum wage to 24 an hour for some workers. I think that deserves a round of applause. I want to say it was maybe a week or two on this pod we talked about, or I talked about, that $15 is still not enough.
No,
hell, $20 may not even be enough at this point for minimum wage because just the inflation of everything that's going on with the dichotomy of just how shit is scoping out to be. Mm-hmm. And it's like here in Atlanta, gas is $4 a gallon now.
Right.
I remember as a JIT, it was $1.20. Boy, what? Less than that.
That shit was less than amazing.
So if it's $4 here, I'm just assuming in Cali, it's maybe $7.
Oh, best believe it. You're paying at least $200 for a full tank anywhere in Cali, bro. Sick. It don't matter what car you drive, from a Prius to a goddamn Escalade. It's raps for you. You better get the walking, my boy. Get you a scooter.
They're going to bring back the Heelys.
What? I need some. Hey, I'll fuck around and cut a hole in my shoes right now.
Bro, relax.
I swear I will.
All right, let's relax.
But nah, speaking of like shit like this, though, it's like we already living in the past because it's these numbers were projected, you know what I'm saying? They were calculated at whatever census a couple weeks back. It's not the same shit. And then too, like, you got to understand the projections of where the economy is going to go, because that's what the reads off of, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You don't read economics from what is currently happening. You read them by projections and the ebb and flow of these charts and shit. So 15 20 20, honestly, they still haven't raised minimum wage here anyway.
Right.
From, I don't know how many decades ago, but 20 an hour or 24 an hour, like, start pay for some jobs, I don't still think is not applicable to a healthy, like, you know what I'm saying, way of life.
Right. And to the powers that be, when gas prices go up, housing goes up, just everything in society goes up, that's advantageous to them. So they ain't tripping on the price because they already rich and they're going to continue to be rich.
They're going
to
try to hold
that. Regardless if gas is $4 or if it's $15.
Yeah.
So they're going to run amok regardless. You know what I'm saying? So I just think I've always heard this growing up that, you know, the cost of living, it can be free. No, it can't, bro.
Where?
Where? The day that you were born, that cost. It costs to have a baby in this world.
Yeah,
it costs to do everything. You can have straight A's.
It costs
school.
To die.
Right. It costs to do anything. Nothing is free in this world. Nothing is free in this world. And I remember in high school specifically, the teacher would say, you know, hey, well, if y'all get on a scholarship and y'all get A's and B's, y'all can get a full ride. Yeah. You still gotta pay. Now if you like the 5-star athlete, 1 of 1, yeah, you get that full ride.
But
it's still costing somebody,
exactly,
whether we know it or not.
And you still add a deficit to it, because, like, yeah, you may be you're a 5-star, you know what I'm saying, athlete getting a full ride, but you could be getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
You could be setting up your life, you know what I'm saying?
Well, they
could
now, be giving now, now they have they the are, abilities
yes,
to get
now
paid.
They do, but I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying, like, for the foreseeable past that we've lived through, it's like, for the longest, that's what it was, and that's why it's not an equal trade-off.
And I don't think that gets talked about enough. Like, that deserves a nasty award. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, you know how much money, you know, obviously some of these college athletes were taking money under the table, mm-hmm, as they should have.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing wrong against that, in my opinion. I feel like that was 100% correct thing
get
to
your
do.
Money, man.
I would do the same thing.
Yeah.
But if you look at how much some of these athletes could have received during that time, if they were able to have Nike sponsorships, Gatorade, whatever it may be, they would be millionaires before they even step into the league.
Exactly. And it's sick because, you know what I'm saying, obviously everybody can't go to the league. So the ones, the D1 athletes that are, you know what I'm saying, go crazy in college, that don't make it to the league and could have gotten all that bread, could have set up their families in that time span, it's like, yo, you robbed me.
And what's the money maker for colleges, most colleges? What sport?
Basketball. Football.
And what color are they predominantly?
Come on now.
Nah, so yeah. So you build your foundation, you build, and y'all get billions of dollars each and every year off the backs of us.
You use me, but...
And we don't get to reap the benefits of that?
Yeah.
And they just changed this within the past year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
That's sick.
Listen, man.
That's ill. I ain't gonna lie. I told you, I'm just gonna start... I need to just make some nasty awards and just start handing them out on camera. Or just handing them out on social media. Turn them to NFTs.
Let's make this. Ooh. We said this is recorded. Y'all can't do that. We gonna make this a segment. We gonna get We're going to make us our own version of an NFT Nasty Award. And we're going to come here and make it a segment every week and hand out 3 Nasty Awards to the most deserving, unlucky individual.
Every week?
Every week. They got to be 3. Just like...
It's like our Donkey of the Day.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. That's our Donkey of the Day. It's the Nasty Awards. What's up? Welcome to the Nasty Awards. That shit crazy.
We can pivot a little bit. In the sports world, it's not too much happening. Like I said, Ja Morant, he's my unanimous MVP. It's not even close.
For sure.
I feel like he's like a modern day Iverson, but more athletic and more taller.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I get. Mm-hmm. That tenacious mentality. Every single night on the floor, he plays hard, beginning to end of the game. He can be up 50 or down 50. He's still going to give you the same effort each and every night.
Every time. He's a freak.
To me, he's been balling.
Yeah, he's been going
nuts. He's been going insane.
I agree. Unanimously.
The Lakers look nasty out there. They would get a nasty award this week also. I don't know what they got going on. Did you see that DeAndre Jordan pass where he threw in the stands? Bro.
That man. I just sat there and was like, my boy.
I don't even watch them come on TV anymore. Why even do that to myself? That is bad for my mental health.
Yeah.
They cut him the next day. They waved him. Are you going to laugh at that black man downfall? That's crazy. Oh, my
God. You said that like they cut him.
Shit. God. I don't know if that was a deciding factor. Like, all right, yep, let's get him out
of
here.
It had to be. It had to be, bro. It had to be. Because what the fuck was you looking at? Mm-hmm. What were you aiming for?
Shit.
I need to know.
Albuquerque. I don't you know.
Something, bro. Yeah, get him out of there. He's a goner.
MLB is postponing opening day after owners and players cannot agree on labor deal. Major League Baseball is postponing its March 31st opening day and is canceling the first 2 series of regular season games, the commissioner said on Tuesday. The decision comes after team representatives and the MLBPA could not reach a deal on the CBA. The CBA determines the players' terms and conditions of employment. We worked hard to avoid an outcome that's bad for fans, but for our players, bad for our players and bad for our clubs. I want to assure that our failure to reach an agreement was not due to lack of effort by either party. So it just seems like they're trying to come up with a labor deal, long story short. If I'm not mistaken, baseball is actually, it was originally supposed to start either this week or next week. So for them to postpone it until April, it looks like, that's some shit. And we've seen this from multiple other leagues. NFL had its time. NBA, I don't know if you remember that season where they started damn near, I think, December on Christmas. So we've seen this plenty of times.
Right.
And they just have to get to an agreement, however long that takes.
Makes sense to me. I can say, like, I'm a baseball fan. I wasn't aware of this. I'm a baseball fan in the slightest. I really only go for the cool white people, the camaraderous white people, and the beers. That's really why all I go. But hope they figure that shit out, though. Because isn't it, like, it's not the top, but it's, like, top 5 highest paid sports?
I want to say maybe top 3. Top 3. And not 3.
It got to be 3.
You look at soccer. Soccer. Depending on where they're at, they get paid in euros.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Baseball.
I feel like it's soccer.
And NBA. And I feel like those are the top 3.
In order?
Soccer, baseball, NBA.
Okay. I would say soccer, basketball, and then.
No. MLB. No. You got to think. These players get. Let me see. I know some.
You're right. I'm bugging. Yeah. I forgot. Yeah, you're right.
Like, don't get me wrong. Like, NBA players, they get an egregious amount also, but it can be like they get like $50 million guaranteed. Yeah, and I say only.
Yeah.
But baseball, they can get $80 million guaranteed.
Yeah. I was not thinking. That's right. Big facts. That's big facts. You got it.
Then you obviously NFL, little to no money is guaranteed.
Yeah.
Let me see. Did you have anything else on your docket?
I did, but the thing is, I'm going to feel bad about it because this is the first day of Women's Month.
Save it.
I have to.
Save it. Okay, save
I
it.
I have to.
Actually, I have a great question we can utilize.
Before you get into it, just read it and tell. I'm not going to say it out loud. Just read it. It's the second one from the top.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No.
All right. All right. We're going to keep that. We're going to tuck that.
Then you're going to still fire off?
I'm not going to say it, but what's your topic? What's up?
I guess my last question of the podcast, how do you interpret respect? So what I mean by that, you know, people among you, whether they're your family, whether they're friends, whether they're relationships, do you owe people respect?
How you want me to, you want me to answer that one first or the first one?
You answer both. You can answer both.
In order, like you want me to
answer. How do you interpret respect first, and then it's like, I guess, the people amongst you that's tightly knit in your circle. Mm-hmm. Do you owe them respect?
How do I interpret respect in a multitude of different ways, but I think the most prevalent is how you talk to me. I feel like a lot of people, because we're Black, a lot of people will assume that we might be a little less educated. So it's the way you choose to use your words and what words you use, whether your tone is demeaning, whether your tone is expletive, or, you know what I'm saying, just like with an undertow. Mm-hmm. I feel like respect goes well into morale and character, and your character is only to the extent of what you can understand. And your understanding comes from life experiences.
I concur. So. To kind of piggyback, I'll let you get to your second answer real quick. But I just want to jump in because I feel like respect is non-negotiable when it comes to me.
Big facts.
So you can be my bro. You can be my friend. Shit, you can be my coworker. It's a certain level of respect I'm going to hold you to. Mm-hmm. I'm going to always hold you to that standard. But the very first time that you disrespect me, moving forward, it's finito.
Facts.
It's done. You know, I feel like I've painted this picture, but I am naturally a nice person, right? And mm-hmm. to nice people, sometimes bad shit happens to them. So I'm tired of getting stepped on. I'm tired of getting put to the wayside. Like, it's time for me to stop receiving that bad shit and spit it back.
Protect your
you
heart.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, for real. Guard your heart, for real. So I think respect is non-negotiable, bro. Like, it's just certain things, and people know when they cross the line. I feel like you know, for the most part, what's in bounds is what's out of bounds, mm-hmm. depending on your relationship. So as friends, I don't have to tell you what the fine lines are. You can act naive to them. You can act like you don't know, but you know certain rules you shouldn't be doing. Or if you cross me, you know that wasn't right. No, and you know, if I'm not speaking to you, it's for a reason.
Yeah,
I still got the same number, but you're not gonna hit that line for a reason.
You know you can't.
You know you can't. You can't get to me.
Yeah, nah, it's definitely a lot of different ways people can take disrespect. I feel like there are very specific things depending on how you were raised and like what kind of culture you come from.
Now, in the Four Agreements, it did talk about don't take anything personal. That is a very hard thing to do, and I'm working on it on the daily.
It is, but I think those are very two different things too, though. Like, they do overlap at a point, but I feel like me taking things personally and then me taking things as disrespect is a fat line, because I feel like I can differentiate. I'm not taking anything personally because I know you're going to move at your own, you know what I'm saying?
At your own pace.
Not even at your own pace, but you're going to move at your own self-benefit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's always going to benefit you first. So if you do something that is, you know what I'm saying, to your benefit, but not necessarily to my deficit, I won't take it as disrespect.
Right.
Because it's a conscious decision to move. So whatever you do, you know what comes with it. So whether that is, and then it weighs more heavily too if you're my friend or not. If you're a stranger, yeah, I may take it as disrespect because everybody knows common sense, the wrongs and the rights. But if you're my boy and, you know what I'm saying, you do something that, and I'm not saying that I expect all my people to just inherently help me or do for me.
Right.
But if you do make a decision and it is with me in mind, or I'm involved and it's to my deficit, that's disrespect.
So, absolutely.
Yeah, that is one way that I. Mm-mm.
And off mic, shout out to K-Dot, because me and him, we chopped it up for a little bit earlier today. That's my bro.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't get into exact details what we talked about, but I told him it's okay to be selfish with yourself a lot of times.
Oh, facts.
You know what I'm saying?
What?
Again, the harsh reality, you come in this world alone, you're going to die alone, right? Mm-hmm. So you always got to have yourself before anybody else is going to have you.
It's naked and alone, by the way. Naked and alone. Yeah. That makes a big difference.
Right. Because best believe, you across from me and I can't even get mad at you for it. You're going to act selfish about yourself too. You're going to put yourself first. Before you put me, that's just the reality of it. And that's what you're supposed to do. It's literally survival. For sure. Literally survival.
The difference is the love comes in to where I know how to differentiate my actions and my decisions that won't negatively affect you.
Right.
That's the difference. Right. I can make a decision and be selfish. I can fuck around and see you calling me and not answer the phone. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going through some shit or whatever because I want to be selfish.
And that's selfish and that's okay.
It is.
And that's totally okay. It is. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's okay. But that's all. That's all, you know, just I just want to answer
that. The second one. Because that's important too. Because I feel like in this, it might get me a little flack with the older community, but this is something that I don't think we've had this conversation. But you asked me if I feel like the people that are close to me are owed respect. And I feel like no, especially the older community. Like my.
So you don't owe me respect.
I don't owe you respect in terms of in the basic manner of a man, me moving as a man should. Respecting you as a man, yes, that is owed. But me respecting you as though I have to. I'm trying to. How do I explain it?
That's what I said. When it comes to
no. Because the way I'm thinking about it is like it's like in a different aspect or in a different perspective. As though like if I'm dealing with my grandmother and you know what I'm saying, they feel like I have to owe them or I owe them a necessary like respect in terms of my opinion. And not speaking on how I feel or not telling you what is on my mind type, not in a disrespectful way, but if I'm not doing that, that's me respecting you? No, I don't believe that.
I mean respect by terms of there's rules and regulations that you should oblige by when speaking to me on the daily, man to man.
That's why I said as a man, like me moving as a man should with another man, that's basic respect.
Or even as a bro, even as a friend, right? Like it's certain things that are unwritten in our friendship that we just know lines not to cross. Like I would just never call you out of your name, regardless if you're a man, woman, whoever. Like that's just something I wouldn't do.
Yeah, but I feel like that's built more on the back of just blatant respect. Like if I respect you as a man, my respect for you as a bro only builds off of that. It's not like two different things.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? Like that's always a given. Because if I call you my bro, I respect you way more. I call you my bro because I respect you as a man, because I fuck with you as a man. Mm-hmm. And that won't be, you know what I'm saying, something that is wavered or anything like that. But the difference in respect comes when you feel like I owe you an explanation as to why I move the way I move that protects my heart or protects my mental. I don't owe anybody that.
I got you.
Brother, you know what I'm saying? Adult, family member, grandma, auntie, whoever. Like, it's never in a disrespectful way, and it's never in a condescending or whatever way, but I need you to understand as two humans and as two people that have feelings and are in a relationship together, whatever that relationship is, I don't owe you the respect of dimming down my light or not telling you my opinion on what I believe. Because then, you know what I'm saying, that fucks up my mental. That makes me feel like I'm not worth it. Or that makes me feel like what I think or what I feel doesn't matter. And that's not the case, because, you know what I'm saying, we all are meaningful. We all are worth it. We all are, you know what I'm saying, put here for a reason.
Yeah. We can chop it up more about respect on next episode. I'm going to kind of carry that over into the next dossier that we have.
For sure.
For next episode. But I fuck with this episode, dog. We kept it just like how we said we were going to keep the sequence in. Mm-hmm. Comedic. Compelling, and then a little bit of introspect at the end. So
I liked it. I definitely I always like our episodes though.
Every time you get the free throw line now, I'm just gonna be like MVP.
Listen.
MVP.
Listen, I'm gonna go MVP. Triple double. I'm gonna go 10 free throws made. This is my last free throw of the night, right?
Okay.
Actually, no, this is the buzzer beater from the logo. This is the buzzer beater from the logo, right?
I mean, the game wasn't on the line, so at this point, you just up 40.
I'm being disrespectful at this point.
Yeah.
I'm just like...
Sportsmanship, huh?
Yeah, fuck it. It's out the window. Hell no. Ain't no mo of it. Ain't no humble. I'm going to leave y'all with this gem. And actually, I don't know how I want to preface it. All I'll say is, the big G, the man above, right? Think of this life as a loner. Think of the people in your life as a loner, right? He going to come back for him at some point in time. Love him. Enjoy them. Make that shit last. You got to give it back at some point. Perspective.
Are we going to kick shit like that? Bro Chilean is out.